Kotzebue is still buried under record amounts of snow, but signs of spring are starting to arrive in the Arctic city. The longer days and warmer temperatures are luring residents out onto the ice of Kotzebue Sound to catch sheafish. On a good night, it's not hard to hook a sled full of the white fish. But as APRN's Annie Feit found out on a recent evening, waiting around for the fish can be almost as much fun as actually catching one.
You don't have to travel far from Kotzebue to find a sheafish. On a beautiful evening earlier this week, snow machines dotted Kotzebue Sound only a mile or so from town. Residents use augers to drill perfectly round holes in the ice. Rosie Barr lives in Anchorage now, working for Nana, but she grew up fishing for sheafish in Kotzebue. She says it's the perfect way to end a long work day.
Like in Anchorage, you know, you drive and get off work and you get all these errands to run by the time you get home. You know, you're hungry, it's dinner time, and out here you could fish till 11 o'clock at night. And you're not tired. At least if you're a fishing fool.
Barr scoops the slush out of her hole and lowers a bluish hook into the water. Instead of a fishing pole, she has a beautiful homemade wooden tool that looks like it has had years of use.
We're jigging. This is just a, kind of looks like a bow and arrow handle almost, you know? But it's curved so that you can use your wrist, flex it up and down.
The motion is supposed to trick the sheafish into thinking the lure is prey swimming up and down. Tonight, they don't seem to be buying it, but Barr says she's prepared to wait.
Oh, yeah. For fish, I'm incredibly patient. For other things, I'm not, but for fish, because you never know which jig might get you one.
Soon, another group pulls up on snow machines to ask how the fishing is. Ellen Booth says she was fishing a few miles farther from town, but the sheafish weren't biting there either. On a night last week, though, she filled her sled quickly. A single sheafish can weigh up to 50 pounds, but the average size is around 20.
Yeah. Okay, Rosie.
How you doing, Ellen?
See if we could get the biggest fish.
You know what? One sheafish will be the biggest fish.
Oh.
Because they're all tomcods right now.
They don't bite when there's tomcods.
They don't? Really? Hang on, I'm getting another tomcod.
Tomcods are skinny silver fish that don't weigh much. When Barr catches one, she quickly cuts it up for bait. A few feet away, Barr's good friend Franny Owens has pulled her snow machine alongside her hole so she has a padded seat to rest on while she jigs. She says there are lots of ways to enjoy sheafish.
Well, either fry or bake. Or frozen, with seal oil? Raw, frozen, and seal oil, dipped in seal oil.
It's 9 p.m. now, but the sun is still high in the Arctic sky. The air is warm and still. Owen says even when the fish aren't biting, it's nice to get out and enjoy the fresh air and socializing.
Sometimes we could be out here for hours just for the peace and quiet, nice weather, and just to visit people. Sometimes we sit and socialize with people we don't even normally talk with on a daily basis. Everybody's so happy to get out after the long, cold, dark winter.
Dan Savatilik says he's been fishing sheafish for 30 years. On this night, he's not having much luck either, but he says that's just how it is sometimes. He says a few weeks ago, it was a different story.
We're catching them just left and right, but they don't stay in one place. They come and go. Just got to drill holes and find out where they're at.
Savatilik doesn't stay long.
Well, we ain't going to get any fish just standing here. We got to go look for them. So.
He says goodbye and sets off on his snow machine. Everyone goes home empty-handed on this evening, but no one seems to mind. Least of all, Rosie Barr, who relishes her time out on the ice.
I don't know. It's just fishing. Fishing's just, I don't know. It just feels good, you know? I can fish, and even if I don't catch anything, it still feels good.
Still, she says, the thrill of hooking into a big sheafish and pulling it up through the ice is one of the best in the world. In Kotzebue, I'm Annie Feit.